We begin the current tab of Masechta Baba Basra with Kuf Mem Beis. We begin on the third line down by the tab of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, and that is Rav Huna was quoted as saying a halacha that a mezakel uber loikana. Someone merits something, he is makna something to an uber, to a fetus, although the fetus cannot receive it, but through someone else to be seichem for the uber, says Rav Huna loikana. The uber has not acquired it, because the uber is not around, he's not extended to go ahead and be kaina. Now, the Gemara asked a series of questions regarding the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah seemed to say explicitly by saying that if a man says regarding my wife, if it's going to be a male, let him get 100. If it's going to be a female, let her get 200 dinar. So we see that a person can be mezaka to an uber, to a fetus, to his child, even though they're not born yet, and you see that it is kind of. So that Rav Huna had answered that I don't know who taught the halacha of our Mishnah, as our Gemara went through and said that it's seemingly there is no Tana that is recorded to say the exact halacha of our Mishnah. Which the last of those questions were on the top of this Amud, where the Gemara asked, why is the Mishnah at all difficult on Rav Huna anyway? Let Rav Huna just respond that the halacha of the Mishnah is not a contradiction to him, because the halacha of the Mishnah is saying not that he was meriting the fetus as it is right now, because yes, like Rav Huna says, he cannot be mezakel uber. But it's saying l'kishetelein, that the father was saying that whatever child is in his wife's a womb will merit the $100 or the $200 when the child is born. So it's then that the kinyan is going to take effect, and that's not being mezakeh to an uber, it's going to be to a child that was born, and that's why the Mishnah says it's going to take effect. Why didn't Rav Huna just answer that it won't be a contradiction to his halacha, instead of saying that, yeah, right, it contradicts me, but I don't know who taught it? And that says the Gemara, that Rav Huna holds even l'kishetelet, it's not going to be kaina. And therefore he couldn't say that, because he holds that even if he would say, I want this uber to acquire it when it's born, even that's not going to work, as our Gemara continues that conversation, where it's actually a three-year machlik is regarding this halacha of being mezakel uber. Dam Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman had said, HaMezakel uber loikana. If someone is going to merit to a fetus something to acquire, the fetus does not acquire it. But l'kishetelid kana, Rav Nachman does hold, but if he said that I want the fetus to acquire it when it's born, well then it already is extant, it's already in then bala olam, then the child does acquire it. Which, as Rashbam points out, although Rav Nachman is quoted in Hamoicher Peiris Sterkel Chaver regarding someone that sells the fruits of a tree to his friend, where the halacha is that even once it comes to the world, he could retract, because Rav Nachman is recorded by saying that a person cannot be makna dovish lebelayim, you cannot go ahead and acquire something that's not in the world yet. But here he agrees regarding the fetus that it is a quasi something that's in the world already, because it's already here, it's just in the womb. So therefore, the same thing applies to acquiring the chasim to the fetus. The fetus is already in the world, it's just that he holds you have to say it in a way that you're being mezakeh to the uber when it's going to be born, because then it's totally fit then to acquire. He agrees with Rav Huna that although the uber is here somewhat, but it's not totally here. So you can't be mezakeh to it right now, but if you say l'kishetelet, then it is going to be kind of. But Rav Huna, he disagrees, and that's why he couldn't say the answer that the Gemara had proposed on the top of this Amid, to explain the halacha, the Mishnah that does not contradict him. He holds afli kishetei leikanam. He says no. If someone says I want this uber to acquire it, even if he says that it should only acquire it when it's born, and then it's going to be bo'al la'ilam, even then it's not going to acquire. And the reason for that is because the ma'isa kinyan is happening right now, and you can't do that act of kinyan when the child is not bo'al la'ilam, which he holds is only bo'al la'ilam when it's born. Where Rav Sheshesham, a third opinion, says, no, echad zeh ve'echad zeh kan. He says, whether you say l'kishetelet, or even if you don't, if you mezakeh to the uber, Rav Sheshesh holds that the uber is kaina, the fetus would acquire. Now, that in Rav Sheshesh, he says, no, minila. From where do I know this? That it'd be mezakeh l'uber, nalag Rav Huna, is going to be kaina. The time I learned the Braisa. The Braisa says, ger shemes, regarding a convert that dies, and many times a convert has no relatives. Every Jew has a relative if you keep on going up. But a convert is like a brand new born child which has no relationships whatsoever. He's a new Jew. So ubiz bezu Yisrael nechasav. So Jewish people go once he passed away and they take his assets because there's no relatives. So each and every person takes whatever he finds and he takes for himself. But then then they heard that he has a son. If he had a son after he converted, so that's his Jewish relative. Or they heard that he had a pregnant wife, where then there is a relationship there with that fetus. So, and that says the Braisa, in that case, then they have to go ahead and return the assets, because since his wife is pregnant and a fetus could inherit, so therefore they have to go return it to that inheritor of that ger, which is the fetus. Which, says Rav Sheshes, we see from this halacha that if he mezakah to an ober, an ober is going to be cutting. We see that the fetus could acquire something even though it's a fetus. Continues the brisa. Let's say they overturned it because they realized that, okay, you know what, this guy did have a relative. And then they heard, however, that the son died. Now he has no more relatives. Or that his wife miscarried. So now the Jewish people go back and they repossess his possessions again. So that says the Braisa, Hichzik Bishniya, whoever took possession the second time after the son or the fetus had died, Kona, it's that person that will acquire, because now it's at this point that he has no more Yerushim. But Abirishayna, like Kona, whoever took possession the first time is not going to acquire, because it was retroactively revealed that we know that at that time that they took possession, they weren't allowed to, because there was a relative that was inherited at that time, which was the son or the fetus. Now, although at the end the fetus died in the womb of its mother and never came out to the world, but still, the fact that it was there at the time that the ger had passed away, the fetus is considered a complete yerush, and therefore it didn't allow those who first took possession to be considered as if they're taking a rightful possession of that person, of the ger's assets. Says Rav Sheshes, now, if you're entertained to say that a fetus does not acquire, as Rav Huna wants to say, then why does the Braisa say that if there was a woman who is pregnant and people had taken possession, then they heard, oh, she's pregnant, oh, there is a Yerush, we can't. And then there's a miscarriage. So then the Braisa said they have to go ahead and take a second possession. But why? If a Uber, yes, if the child would have been born, of course there would have been a relative and then they wouldn't have been able to. But since the woman would have miscarried and it was only to the extent of an Uber, and you're saying Uber is not kaina, so why do they have to take possession the second time? It should be enough the first time. Obviously, says Rav Sheshes, because the Uber had been Yerush at the time that the ger, its father, had passed away. Then when the Uber passed away, then that Uber has no relatives. So the second possession could work, but the first one doesn't work. So obviously, you see, like Rav Sheshes said, Uber could be kaina. So that on Abaya. Abaya says, no raya to Rav Sheshes. And as we said this concept in the previous daf, Yerusha haba me'leo shani. Inheritance which comes by itself, it's automatic, it's the way the Torah does it, that's different. Because yes, that could take effect where the Uber, the fetus, could acquire, but for someone else to actively go ahead and be mezaka to the Uber, that's not necessarily right. Rav Sheshes, could be that, would be like Rav Huna Rav Nachman, that the Uber would not be kind. Rav Amar, he gives a different interpretation. He says, truthfully, I can tell you that it doesn't make a difference even being mezaka to the Uber, or it doesn't even make a difference regarding inheritance which happens by itself. Says Rav, I could tell you that even by Yerusha, the Uber would not acquire at all. But seemingly, this brisa seems to indicate clearly that the Uber was kaina. That's why they had to do it a second time. And that says Rav Noam. Shani Hasam, over there was different regarding those who had first taken possession. The reason why they weren't kaina the first time around is not because that there was an Uber, because actually a fetus does not acquire. It's just because initially, when they were machzik, originally, it was very loose in their hands, this possession that they took in the assets of the convert. Because when he died and they took possession, they didn't intend to make a complete chazaka, because they were in doubt if this ger has relatives or not. And as we see, which ended up being that they ended up hearing that there was a son or pregnant wife, and maybe the wife's not going to miscarry. So therefore, that's why it wasn't a complete chazaka the first time around, unless if, as the Braisa says, they went then the second time and took possession after the son passed away, or that the fetus passed away. But in truth, I would tell you that a fetus generally does not inherit. And therefore, by default, for sure, if someone's mezaka to the Uber, he would not be kaina, not like Rav Sheshes. There it's different because they didn't make a full-fledged chazaka. But had they made a full-fledged chazaka, says Rabbah, then yes, of course, they would be zeicha, because the Uber does not get in the way, because the Uber is not kaino. Now that says Gemara, my benayu. What's the difference between Abaya and Rabbah's interpretation regarding saying that, in explaining the halacha, the braisa, that the first chazaka was not valid? Who cares if the reason is because, like Abaya said, because the Uber was a yerush? Or who cares if it's because, like Rabbah said, that because it was a loose chazak, they weren't so confident to be machzig, What's the difference in halacha? Who cares? Either way, the first one's not going to be a valid chazaka, and you have to do it a second time. So this is the Gemara. Ikke minai, the difference between them is, between Abai and Rava, is in such a case regarding a ger that passes away, and as we, like in the context of the halacha of the Braisa, where the Jewish people went and took possession of his assets, and then they heard that his wife was pregnant. Now, however, Sheshamu boy, but then they subsequently heard something else. They heard Shemes. They heard that the fetus had passed away. And they were still in possession of the things that they originally taken possession of. Or you could say it's talking about where they initially took possession only after they heard that the pregnant wife had miscarried. Now, but the truth was actually, but Veloimes. In actuality, the child, the fetus, had not passed away as they had heard. Rather, it was only V'achekach Meis. Only after they had taken possession, after he's dead, well, there's no relatives now, let's go. Truth is, but the child was not dead at that point. The child only died after they had taken possession. That's when the child died. Now, according to Abai, that says that an Uber is a Yerish, because that is something that comes by itself, it's automatic. So those that did the first chazaka before the Uber had passed away, meaning they heard that he was dead, but he really wasn't, they didn't do a full-fledged chazaka. Rather, only those that take possession after he actually died, because the fact that he's actually alive, he's a Yerush, and anyone who's taken now is just a Ganav. According to Rava, that said the reason why the first chazaka is not valid is because it's loose, they're not so confident. In this case, the first ones that did the chazaka when they heard that the child died, it is going to be a valid chazaka according to Rava. Because although subsequently it was found out that at that point in time he was not dead, but when they did it, it was not loose in their hands. They were very confident because they heard that he was dead. So they were very confident. And the truth is, according to Rava, the fetus that never comes out to the world, that's never born, it never merits to inherit it. Because according to Rava, the Yerusha of the Uber is only once it comes out to the world. And therefore, the ones who did the first chazaka, since they were confident, they were zeicha, and the one who does the second chazaka after the death of the Uber, their chazaka is not a valid chazaka because the first one's chazaka was already valid. That's the difference between Abai and Rav. In this case, according to Abai, the first one's chazaka will not be valid because the Uber is really a Yerush, whereas according to Rav, that the Uber is not a Yerush, it's only relative to their being confident. And since here they heard that he was dead, they were confident, and therefore their chazaka is a chazaka. So the Gemara continues, Tashimau, and tries to bring a raya from a Mishnah Masechtas Nida on the Mevdalim and Aleph, not like Rav Sheshes, who Rav Sheshes had said that a mezakel uber is konam. So the Gemara brings in the following Mishnah: Tinik ben yom echad, a child that's one day old, neichel umanchel, could inherit and bequeath, meaning it could inherit as a child and then die and then bequeath it to others. Now on that, as the Gemara, it sounds like ben yom echad in. It's only because it's one day old, but uber loy. But it was just a fetus. Then we see that an uber, even regarding inheritance, which happens by itself, would not inherit. So for sure, when you want to do an active, which will require an action of being mezakeh to the uber would not acquire, which is difficult to Rav Sheshes, who said that not only does Yerusha work for an uber, but even being mezakeh to the uber would work. Here we see that even Yerusha doesn't work. It has to be at least one day old. So that's his Gemara. It's not difficult, because Ha'om Rav Sheshes. Actually, Rav Sheshes himself was recorded as saying, and this is an answer that's brought in Masechtas Nida because of a different question that the Gemara there asks. The Gemara there in Masechtas Nida asks that who exactly is this one-day-old child inheriting from? From its father. It's not from anything else, not married or whatever. So when the child dies, who is it bequeathing to? To its paternal brothers. Now the problem with that is, as the Gemara, the brothers of the one-day-old child, if they want to inherit, they could inherit from their fathers. So what's really the difference by saying that, oh, this child is filling a critical role, even if the child was never came to the world, this Yerusha, which the child's getting, is only getting from its father, when it passes away, it's giving to its brothers, the child's not filling a critical role. It would anyways go, if the child wasn't here, from the father to the brothers. So what role is the child filling? That answers Rav Sheshes, which Rav Sheshes answered to that Gemara's question, which is explaining this halacha of this Mishnah, will actually explain Rav Sheshes and resolve his own interpretation from the question that is being asked from this Mishnah. Rav Sheshes explains, so what is this halacha? What's the critical role of this one-day-old child that it's going to be neichel manchel? It's talking about neichel benichse ho'em. It's talking about where he's inheriting the assets of his mother, to go ahead and bequeath to his paternal brothers, which it's only from their brother, their baby brother, the one day old child, that they can inherit. For example, Rachel gave birth to Yosef. Now, Rachel died on the day that she gave birth to Yosef, and so Yosef now is a one day old baby, inherits his mother, because since he's one day old, he could inherit, and that's the halacha of the Mishnah over there. Then, on that same day, the baby Yosef passes away. Then he bequeaths to his paternal brothers, Reuben and Shimon, who are the sons of Yaakov, who they share the same father. Now, it's only from Yosef that Reuben and Shimon would inherit, but not from Rachel, because Rachel's not their mother, as the Gemara explains this in Masechtas Nidah. So therefore, explains the Gemara, V'davka ben Yemechad. Yes, that halacha of that Mishnah, which, as Rav Sheshi explained, is specifically only if... No, not regarding the halachas of Yerusha. That, you could be mezaka to the Uber, even if it's an Uber. But there it has to be a day old of an Uber light, but not as a fetus. My time, what's the reason? It says, the Gemara continues to base, and it says, because in that case, if we were talking about an Uber, that would be problematic. Because we're talking about an Uber, who is dying as an Uber, who is Neuchel and Manchel, would be inheriting from its mother. In that case, if you have a fetus dying on after its mother, is not possible because if you have a mother passing away and the fetus wanting to inherit from his mother and bequeathing to its paternal brothers, it's not possible because the humais beresha. Actually, the fetus is going to have to die first. It cannot die after its mother. And therefore, it's only possible in the case when it's one day old, where it was born. Then the mother could die first and then the child could die. But if it's still as a fetus, it's not possible, it's not feasible to explain in that case, because he's going to die first. And therefore it's not possible for his son to inherit his mother when it's already dead, to go ahead and bequeath it to his paternal brother. Since the child's already dead, the mother, when it's going to die, is not going to go to his child because the child's already dead. It would go to some other relative. And therefore, that's why that halacha has to be talking about a one-day-old baby. Not because a fetus cannot inherit and bequeath. It could. But the whole case over there is only talking about that it's inheriting from its mother. That means it's in the womb. You can't have the mother die first and then the fetus, because the moment the mother dies, the fetus is not viable. The fetus is going to have to die before the mother dies. Which the Gemara asks. Remember the who mais beresh, is that to say that that's the inevitability of that? That you can't say as a Uber because or else the Uber is going to die first? But Vohava over there was actual incident, Upirkus, that the fetus was shaking after the mother's soul had departed, Tlasa Bechusa, it shook three times. So you see that the mother died first and then the fetus. So why can't we say it according to Rav Sheshis in the case of the Uber is Neuchel Amanchel? Well, that Omar Mabar Avashi, that's not true. That doesn't mean that the fetus was still alive. But rather, Mididahabas Navhal Tats, just like the situation regarding the tail of a lizard, Shemever Chesas, where after the tail is cut off from the lizard, it shakes, but not because it's alive, it's disconnected from the animal. That's the same thing with the fetus. The fact that it shook didn't say that it was still alive, and that's why it was not a viable option to say that the Uber would be Neichel Manchel. And that's why I have to say that a one-day-old child. But you're right, in truth, it's not difficult enough. Sheishas, you could say that an Uber is Kaina, and therefore, like his opinion is a Masakala Uber is Kaina. Well, the Gemara says, I can tell you a different resolution of that question on Rav Sheishas. Ma'abarid Rav Yisim Eshmei Derava, he says that truthfully I can tell you that, not like the first teretz of the Gemara said, that maybe it's possible that the mother would die first and then only the fetus would die. And therefore then, you could have that the fetus would bequeath to its paternal brothers because like Rav Sheshet said, that the Uber is a Yairish. Now, Rashbam forewarns, although we said in Oman Aleph from Rava himself, that he said that over there it's different because when the Ger had passed away, the first time they were machzik, they were not so confident, which Rabbi was coming to prove the halacha of the Braisa, which was coming to say this idea that a Uber is not Yarish, meaning not like Abaya. He had explained the Braisa as saying that a Uber is not Yarishning. So then why did the first people not get the Chazakah from because they weren't confident? And that's the Rashbam, that's the way the Gemara is, where one Amayr could say, that's not a Raya. And then he could go to the other way and he'll play what's called devil's advocate and say, that's not a Raya. But truth is, what he's coming to say over here is that regarding the Mishnah of when it says that a one-day-old child could be Neichel Manchel, he wants to say that it's not necessarily coming to exclude an Uber from the halachas of Yerusha. Rather, it's coming to exclude that it will not diminish the portion of Bechaira if it's just a fetus, as the Gemara continues to explain. Where it's coming to say shememayit, where if it's a one day old child, then it's going to diminish b'chelik b'chayra from the portion of the firstborn. For example, if Yaakov, the father, passed away, and he leaves over two sons, Reuben and Shimon, and he leaves over in his estate 12 mana. So it's appropriate for the firstborn to take a double portion like one of the brothers, meaning as if, although there's two sons, we make it as if there's three sons, and Reuben takes what two sons would have taken, which is if you have 12, he's split into three, which is four apiece, he's taking eight, and Shimon is going to take four. But then Levi is born when Yaakov is still alive, and Yaakov dies on that day right after Levi is born. So it comes out that Reuben's going to take six, Shimon's going to take three, and Levi's going to take three. Then Levi dies that same day after his father passed away, where that's the case of Ben Yoimechad, where he's one day old, so he's Neichel, he inherits, and then he's Mancha, then he bequeaths to his brothers the three mana that he would have inherited himself, which he got for those few hours that he was alive. Now, it's regarding that halacha that Reuven is not going to take a firstborn portion correlating to Shimon. And the reason for that is because he's inheriting it from his brother Levi, not from his father Yaakov. He only gets a firstborn portion from his father, not from his brother. So in that case, it's going to come out that Reuven's going to take 7.5 mana, and Shimon's going to take 4.5, where they split up that three of Levi. So it comes out in that case that the birth of Levi is going to take away from Reuven 0.5 mana from his portion of his bechera. I mean, had Levi not been born, he would have gotten 8. Now that Levi was born, the way we described it, he's only going to end up with 7.5. That is what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. V'davka ben yoimechad. This halacha, and that's why we're saying it's by one day old, where he inherits and then he bequeaths, which is going to make a loss for the firstborn. That's only if he's one day old. Aval, but if Levi was only an uber, if he was only a fetus when his father Yaakov had passed away, and only after the death of his father was Levi born, then he's not going to diminish the portion of the firstborn of Reuven, only from the portion of like a regular brother. How so? When the father passed away, Reuven takes from the 12 mana, he takes 4 from the portion of the Bechira as if the fetus, Levi, was not around. Because from his born children, Yaakov only left over Reuven and Shimon. Now, the remaining 8 will then be split amongst the three of them. Because Levi, although he's an Uber, there's going to be Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And each one is going to take 2 2/3. Now, then, even if Levi is going to go ahead and die later, his brothers are going to take his portion. It's going to come out that Reuben's going to take the 4 mana that we said of the portion of the firstborn. As Gemara is going to shortly explain why Levi's not considered that. And then the 3 mana, the 2 2/3 of the portion that each brother gets, and the half a portion that they're going to divide that Levi was supposed to get, which is a mana and a third, which is going to be for Reuven a sum total of 8 mana, which is the same thing that he would get if Levi was never born, although he was got Yerusha of the Pashat and then he passed away. So too, if let's say there were 10 brothers, they would split up the portion of Levi into 10 portions, but again, the portion of the firstborn would not be diminished from that of Reuven, which the Gemara explains. My time, what's the reason? You're saying that the Uber is Yairish, Levi's getting a portion, so why doesn't it take away from the portion of how we're dividing it up of the firstborn? So the reason is because the Pasuk in Devarim says, when it talks about the halacha of the firstborn, the yoldu loy amrachmana, that it will be born to him, says the Torah. Which, what does that mean? He says, mention a son that born after the father had already passed away, that does not diminish the portion of the firstborn. My time, what's the reason? Because the Torah says there will be born to him, meaning when it will be born to the father when he's still alive, that's what the Torah says in that pasuk, to give a double portion, the portion of the firstborn, for that oldest son, a double portion on his brothers. Now, but in this case, regarding a fetus that's only born after the death of the father, leka. There you can't say regarding him, v'yolduloi, because he wasn't born yet. And therefore, regarding the portion of the firstborn, it's like he's not there, and therefore the Bechor is going to take a portion of the rights of the firstborn according to how many born children there are at the time when the father is still alive. And therefore, in this case, we're Levi. He's only born later, he's not going to take away from the portion. Therefore, that's a second answer for Rav Sheshes why it's not difficult. The question was, what do you mean? According to you, Rav Sheshes, Neichel Manchel should say even regarding an Uber, because you hold Uber as Zeicha. Yeah, but here we're talking about different halacha. We're talking about diminishing the rights of the firstborn. Yes, an Uber is Yairish, and you could even be Mezaka, let's say, like Rav Sheshe said. But that's only regarding the division of the regular inheritance. But regarding the portion of the firstborn, that would only diminish if he was a one-day-old child. But if it was an Uber, it would not diminish. Says the Gemara, B'sura Masni Hachi. In Surah, they had taught this halacha from Marbarid Rav Yisim Mishmei Derava like this. But Pumadisa Masni Hachi, and Pumadisa, they taught a different halacha, which is very similar but different. They said as follows: if the firstborn himself is born after the death of the father, so for example, if let's say the mother had given birth to twins, or let's say if Yaakov the father had many wives, and Reuven was born after his death from Leah, and Yosef was born after his death from Rachel, so you could have a firstborn, but even the firstborn was born after the death of the father. That the halacha was said, "Einu netel bishnayim." There, the firstborn does not take a double portion. My time, what's the reason? As the pasuk says later on over there in Devarim, because Yakir Amar Chachamim, the Torah says that the father recognizes him to give him a double portion. Now, if he's born when the father's still alive, even if the father never sees him and never recognized him at all, but since he's a fit to recognize him, so then even if he doesn't end up recognizing him, that's not a problem, as the Gemara quotes many times from Bezeira, that kalaro lebila ein bila makevis, as long as you could, even if you don't, it's not a problem. But v'hal, less the yaker, but in this case, where the father's already dead, it's not even feasible for him to recognize, and therefore that will not qualify with halacha, the firstborn, getting a double portion. And it's regarding that was said in regards to this drasha regarding after the father's death, what is the halacha? Is it that regarding that, they were not going to say a certain element of the halacha of the firstborn? Which the Gemara concludes, the halacha is actually like all these versions, meaning that first of all, the one which we had used to explain the halacha of the Mishnah, Masechtas Nidah, is not a contradiction on Rav Sheshes, that the uber is not memayit from the portion of the firstborn. That's why it was said only that tinik ben yom echad is noichel manchel, which as we said, then it's going to make the firstborn lose his portion. And then there's a second halacha, which is not related to that question on Rav Sheshes, but is related to this first halacha, which is a similar type of halacha, learned from a different pasuk, that the firstborn himself, if he's born after the father had passed away, does not take the double portion of the Bechir. Nothing more continues on this topic that we're talking about on this staff. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yechanan, Hamazakel Uber Loikon. Rabbi Yechanan holds that if someone is merits to a fetus, the fetus does not acquire. Now, continues. V'imtem in Mishnah Sein, and he says, now what are you going to do? But if you ask from our Mishnah, like we had on the previous daf, Rav Nachman asked on Rav Huna, that our Mishnah said, if someone says, Miyol de Ishti, my wife gives birth to a male, let him get 100 dinar. If it's a female, 200, and then the Mishnah says that if it is one of those, that the child will merit it, you see, even though he gave it as an Uber, it's going to be acquiring. And that's such Rav Yechanan, it's not a difficulty. Since a person's thoughts are very close to his child, so he conclusively is makna with all his heart, therefore it's going to work even though the child's a fetus. But regarding a general fetus, which is not a child, there, so Rabbi Yechanan, like I'm saying, the Uber would not be kinda. It's regarding one's own child, where there a person has the ability to go ahead and go beyond what it usually is in halachas of kinyan. But that's why the halacha of the Mishnah is not difficult on Rabbi Yechanan. Now, continuing on this halacha, Amalei Shmuel Rav Chana Bagdisa, which that he was from Baghdad, which was the city that he was born in, he says, Puk Aisili Be'asor, go out and bring me 10 people, because I want to publicize what I'm about to tell you. Ve'imalach Ba'apai, I'm going to tell you in front of them, Hamazakal Uber Kana. He held that if someone is merits to a fetus, the fetus does acquire. Concludes the Gemara, B'Hilchas Halacha is, Hamazakal Uber Lo'kana. If someone merits something to a fetus, the fetus does not acquire, like Rabbi Yechanan had said. But as Rashbam points out, if it's not his own son, but if someone's mezaka to the fetus that's in his wife's womb, the fetus acquires, because again, as we said, the intention and the thoughts of a person is very close to his son, and therefore he could go ahead and be mezaket, even though the child is still as a uber. A related incident, the Gemara brings Ahuda Amala de Beis, with someone who said to his wife, Nichsay lebni di yahava li minach, my assets should go to the children that I will have from you. Now, as Rashbam points out, at that point in time, his wife was not pregnant. That's why, as the Gemara will shortly say, the children will not acquire anything, because in that situation, we do not say, it's only if that the child, at least, which is not born yet, is at least a fetus, that is, his wife's already pregnant, then we'll say that, if it's his own child, it's going to be kind of. But if the children are not even pregnant, there's not even any conception, then there's nothing to talk about. Now, but continues the story. Now his older son, which was from his first wife, came along. He said to his father, what would that person, meaning referring to himself, what's going to be with him? Here you get remarried. Your second wife, you tell her, children we're going to have together, they'll get all my money. And what's with me? So the father said to him, go ahead and acquire like one of the sons that are going to come from my new wife. You'll be just as equal as them. Says the Gemara, what's the halacha? So Hanach, regarding the children that are going to be born from the second wife, says the Gemara, Vadi Lakonu. For sure, they have not acquired anything with this gift that this husband is telling his new wife. Because Dakati Lesnu, because they're not existent, even as a fetus, they're not around. So even that, everyone would agree that there's not going to be a kinyan. However, asks the Gemara, hi, this older brother, is Chuluk Lataya, does this older son have a portion, B'mokim B'naya, together with these other brothers? In other words, although as we just established, that these other brothers that are going to be born from the second wife, they do not acquire through that gift even one portion, because as we said, they're not around, they're not even as a fetus, to say, Daito Shalom Kreve Etzel B'noi, and therefore they're not going to acquire, the only way they're going to get from their father's assets is through the halachas of inheritance. Even so, do we say that this older child is going to acquire through this gift at least one portion, besides for the portion that he's going to get as inheritance, what he's going to share with his other brothers? In other words, do we say that this older son that was from the first wife is going to take, correlating to the amount of brothers that he's going to have from the second wife, had they acquired? In other words, he's going to get, when he's telling him, I want you to have like one of the sons that I'm going to have from the second wife. So the Gemara's first option is saying that even though they're not going to acquire, but we're going to look ultimately how many children he's going to have. Let's say he's going to have three sons from the second wife besides this older son from the first wife. So what we're going to do when the father passes away is that we're going to split it into four portions. Then this older brother is going to take one of the four portions, but the other three do not go to those because they were not around at the time for the kinyan to work. But then we're going to take the remaining three portions and split that into four, and then each one of those four, including this older brother, are going to take one of those portions as the Yerusha. So do we say that? Or do we say that no, that this older brother does not take a portion together with his sons in that gift, which is what was being gifted at this time, which they didn't get, and so too he's not going to get. Says the Gemara to Machlekes, Reb Avin, Reb Maitre, Reb Yirmi, Da'ami, they all say, Is Chuluk L'Talya B'Makom Naya. There is a portion for this older child in the place of these sons. In other words, when older children are coming to inherit their father after he passed away, the older brother from the first wife will take a portion of that original gift, besides for the inheritance that he's going to get, as we explained. Whereas Reb Avov, Reb Chanina Bar Papa, Reb Yitzchak Nafcha Da'ami, they all say, Less Chuluk L'Talya B'Makom Naya. No, there is no portion for this older brother in the gift in regards to the other brothers. Rather, the only thing he's going to get, as the Gemara will explain, is his share of the portion of inheritance, as all his other brothers. Because this would be qualified, as the Gemara is going to explain, like someone who tells to an individual, Kanek Kechamar, I want you to acquire just like the donkey, which just like the donkey doesn't acquire, so he's not going to acquire. Same thing is over here, where he says, I want you to acquire like one of the sons I'm going to have from the second wife, where just as we established that they do not acquire, because they're not around at all, even as a fetus at the time of the gift, so he too also is not going to acquire, because that the father was making his receiving contingent on the receiving of the sons, and just like they don't get, so too he doesn't get. So the Gemara continues, only Reb Avo, Reb Yirmiya. So Reb Avo, who was from one of the parties, said to Reb Yirmiya, Reb Yirmiya said that he does take a portion in the gift. He asked Reb Yirmiya, Hechasa Kavasan? Is the halacha like us? Or Hechasa Kavasaychu? Or is the halacha like you? So Reb Yirmiya responded to him, he says, Pshita, the Hechasa Kavasan is obvious, Reb Yirmiya, the halacha is like us, that this older son does take a portion, even though the other brother's not getting, because the Kashishna Minaychu were older than you. And Allah is not like you, our disputants, where you're younger than us. So Amalei, Abavoh said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Midi Bekashi Shusa Talia Milsa, what does this depend on who the halacha is like, who's older? But time in Talia Milsa, it's contingent on who has the better reasoning, the better rationale. And says Rav, I'll tell you, but time in my, what's the reason for why we say that he does not take a portion? Zil Gabed Rab Oven de Azbartanale, go to Rab Oven, who I explained my reasoning to him, as we get in top of Kof Mem Gilnum and Aleph, Vikarkash Barisha Bimidrasha, and in the study hall he shook his head, in other words, he was agreeing to what I had to say. So Azal Gamez Rabbi Yirmiyah went to him. So Amalei Rabbi Oven explained to him. Ilu Amalei Kani Kechamayev. Someone tell an individual, I want you to acquire like the donkey. Me Kani? Do you think that person would acquire? No. Just like he's telling him to acquire like the donkey, just like the donkey cannot acquire, so he won't acquire. So to over here, what Bravo was saying is just like those future sons that they're going to end up being born. They don't acquire at this time because then now Bala Olam. So this person, the older son who's saying should be like them, is also not going to acquire. Now, because says the Gemara, Didma, like we learned, that actually, depending on what was said, will be a certain halacha. Kana kechamar, as we said, everyone agrees if you say acquire like the donkey, so like kana, does not acquire. Now, actually, at vechamar, if someone says you and the donkey, in other words, you and the donkey should acquire my assets, so then we have a machlekes. Rav Nachman amar kana mechtze, he says that person acquires half the assets, because what the person was telling him was, you and the donkey should split and should acquire my assets. You take half and the donkey takes half. So the person doesn't lose his portion because of the donkey because they weren't contingent one or the other. It's just that they both could get. So he'll get half and the donkey obviously will not get half. Whereas Rav Amnunam, he says, no, then the person has not said anything. Because since it was with one kinyan that he partnered him and the donkey together, so his intention was not to give to one without the other. And therefore, since the donkey's not going to acquire, he's also not going to acquire. Rav Sheshes says, no, to the contrary, actually, the person acquires everything. Why? Because the person knows that a donkey cannot acquire, and therefore the one who was being makna was concluded that whoever one of the two could acquire will acquire, and therefore he said that you actually, the person in that case, will acquire everything. But that's why Rebavavin was explained to Rabbi Yirmiyah that the halacha is like Rebavo, where the halacha is that the older son will not take anything. Where this is continued from the previous Gemara, which said, if someone's mezaka to his own wife's uber would acquire, but if it's not even pregnant, if it's not even conceived, then it won't acquire. And in this case, where the older son was brought together on to those children, we said, you should acquire just like them. So on that says Revo, just like when you say kane kechamar, like the chamar is not kaina, where at vechamar is different, that we have this machlekes, but kane kechamar, that everyone agrees is not going to be kaina. So to over here, when you're saying you should be like the sons, just like they're not kaina, so to the older brother is not going to be kaina.